leaping heart.
Oh, dear Sweetly, soon I shall be 18 and a man, and then might I marry you?
My heart now soars, somersaults, and does an inch-perfect dismount from the parallel bars. For I will marry gently benevolent.
Who was that?
The woodland animals. They are huge fans of mine.
Awash with joy, I ran home to tell my mother of my engagement, but she had news of her own.
While you were out, I got you another papa. This is Mr. Whackwallop.
I'm delighted to meet you, stepson.
You seem pleasant.
I'm not. I'm only delighted because I can't wait to be detestably cruel to you.
Mr. Whackwallop has decided you are to be sent away to school.
Which school?
Antarctic College. You leave now for the South Pole. I packed you a bag.
It contains a T-shirt and some flip-flops.
Yes.
Your new father knows what is best for you.
No. I know what is best for me, and it is Miss Sweetly Delightful. I will not go.
Yes, you will.
What are you going to do with that large wooden club?
Ow!
I see. You're hitting me over the head with it.
Andy, I get the message. I'll collapse now.
When I saw Antarctic College, my blood ran cold, both literally and metaphorically. We slept between ice sheets. We washed by being slid face first down a glacier, and it was so cold that when boys were tackled in rugger, they would often shatter. I knew I had to escape. Secretly, I stored food, stole a sledge, and trained a team to pull it.
Go on. Yeah, yeah.
Bravely, my penguins waddled off. Day after day, they waddled on, till we reached the edge of the icy continent. And then they waddled right into the frigid sea. Eventually, we reached Africa. From here, I could get a steamship home. But there was no need, for my brave penguins dragged my sledge onto shore and waddled on northwards, dragging me ever nearer to my love. Along the way, I turned 18. Now I could legally marry Sweetly. Finally, we reached Britain and my home. Good penguins, fine penguins. Dead penguins. Mother, I am back.
Dear Gently, I was not expecting you.
What are you doing with that tiger, Mother?
Mr. Whackwallop has a cold. This will help him feel better.
Why are you not at school, boy?
I am a boy no more. I am a man. And you do not sound as if you have a cold.
I do not.
But, Mother, you said...
Very well. You are 18 now. You may hear the truth. The tiger was not to cure Whackwallop. It was to kill him.
What?
Yes, what?
My maiden name is not benevolent. It is malevolent. And a malevolent family has long been cursed with being evil.
It cannot be.
Read this document. It will explain all.
You have been entered for a prize draw and may already have won 10 guineas.
Sorry, wrong document. Try this one.
It is a tax return.
Look at the date.
28 A.D.
Now look in the capital gains box.
It says 30 pieces of silver. I am descended from Judas Iscariot. No!
No. From his accountant. Cursed with evil because the 30 pieces of silver were not a capital gain. They were earned income and Judas should have paid a higher tax rate on them.
Our family is evil because of tax evasion?
Yes.
Slightly smaller. No!
You are evil by nature. Also by nurture. Your whole life I have sought out cruel, unsuitable stepfathers to make you more evil. Now, fulfill your destiny and kill your stepfather.
Never. For thanks to Sweetly, I have conquered my evil nature and your evil nurturing.
All right, I'll just have to do it myself then.
Of course, your laugh. It's not eccentric and charming. It is evil.
Die, die, cruel husband.
No, you die, evil wife. Perhaps we should gang up on the tiger first.
Good idea.
I left my mother and Whackwallop killing the tiger, or vice versa, and ran to Miss Christmasham's. Sweetly was my redemption, my future.
But she's not here, Gently.
Where is she?
She's getting married today.
But her promise to me.
Your mother told her you had frozen to death at Antarctic College during a swimming gala. She was so...